This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. For my book about the five senses, I'd been meaning to reread that brilliant work of children's literature, The Phantom Tollbooth by Norton Jester, with its beautiful descriptions of colors and sounds and its emphasis on the importance of paying attention to the world around us. I was very saddened to hear of Norton Jester's recent death, so I finally pulled the novel off the shelf. The story of Milo's adventures was even better than I remembered. There are so many funny little asides, as when everyone sits down in Dictionopolis to eat their words, and Milo is offered a synonym bun. Or when a character explains to Milo, I see through things. My father sees two things. My mother looks after things. My brother sees beyond things. My uncle sees the other side of every question. And my little sister Alice sees under things. And he adds, whatever she can't see under, she overlooks. But my biggest thrill from the novel came a few months ago, even before I reread it. I had an insight, and I have to say, I am exhilarated by my own insight. By way of background, ever since I was a child, I've wondered about the book's title. It doesn't make sense. Sure, there's a toll booth, but in the story, it's not a phantom. It arrives as a mysterious gift that Milo must assemble. And when it disappears, an encouraging letter explains that it's needed by other children. It's magical, but it's quite real. Recently, I had my insight. I'm deeply interested in aphorisms, fables, paradoxes, teaching stories, epigrams, and koans. A koan is a question, story, or statement that can't be understood logically. Zen Buddhist monks meditate on koans as a way to abandon dependence on reason in their pursuit of enlightenment. The most famous koan is probably, two hands clap and there is a sound. What is the sound of one hand? So one afternoon I was pondering koans and flipping through my various books about Zen and different collections of koans. And yes, this is the kind of thing I do all day as a writer. And as I considered them, I started reflecting on the classic phrase that's the title of a famous collection of koans. The title of this work is usually translated as The Gateless Barrier or The Gateless Gate. Awkward wording, right? So I was thinking about how else the phrase might be translated. The Phantom Tollbooth. I've never found any other discussion of the book's title or meaning. If you know of an explanation, let me know. Did Norton Jester deliberately subtly allude to the history of Zen and the scholarship on koans? Or from his own imagination, did he arrive at the same image to try to convey the same profound meaning? I find either explanation extremely satisfying. I'll post a link to The Phantom Tollbooth in the show notes. It's a wonderful, one-of-a-kind novel for children. And I'll also post a link to The Gateless Gate, which is a classic of world literature. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.